to the Very Well Mind podcast. We've interviewed over 100 authors, experts, entrepreneurs, athletes, musicians, and others to help you learn strategies to care for your mental health. This episode is hosted by psychotherapist and best-selling author Amy Morin. Now let's get into the episode.
You're listening to The Friday Fix. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength exercise that will help fix the thoughts, emotions, and actions that drain you of the mental strength you need to be your best. Today, we're talking about the link between your financial health and your mental health. Most people don't talk about either subject. It's usually considered impolite to ask your friend how much money they earn or to ask your neighbor how much they spent on their new boat. We also tend to avoid casual conversations about mental health. You might not ask your friend if they take an antidepressant, or you might not ask your neighbor if they've ever been diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. As a therapist, I obviously talk to my clients about their mental health. When they first come into my office, I do an assessment where I ask tons of questions about their symptoms, their habits, their family history, and we take a deep dive into their mental health history. Yet, there's one question that always felt a little uncomfortable to ask. How much money do you earn? For some reason, asking someone that question felt even more intrusive than asking them about their appetite or their sleep habits. But it's important to consider the role that income, debt, and money play in mental health. We often think that having more money means that you'll be happier. Well, most studies show that happiness plateaus around the $75,000 to $85,000 mark. So someone who earns $100,000 won't necessarily become a happier person if they started making $200,000. Interestingly, though, people who earn more money actually tend to be more anxious. That seems strange, right? It seems strange because you think, well, what do they have to worry about if they have a lot of money? Well, the more money and the more stuff people have, the more anxious they become about losing it all. But we also know income isn't the only financial factor that affects mental health. Debt does as well. No matter how much income you earn, the amount of debt you have also plays a huge role in your emotional well-being. This is what we know. Statistically, 1 in 5 people have a diagnosable mental health condition like anxiety or depression. And there's a good chance that many people who have anxiety and depression are also in debt. Research shows that debt puts you at a 3 times greater risk of developing depression and anxiety. The only type of debt that really doesn't seem to take a toll on mental health is a mortgage. But a car payment, a student loan, credit card debt, and all other debt probably increases your risk of mental health problems. It's a two-way street, though, that link between mental health and debt. Having a mental health issue also puts you at risk of getting into debt. A lot of the people I see in my therapy office who have depression feel so overwhelmed by life that they struggle to get their bills paid on time, even if they have the money. Sometimes just opening the mail feels like it's a really daunting task when you're depressed. And people who have anxiety sometimes can't bring themselves to open their bills or log into their bank accounts. Facing their financial problems increases their anxiety, so they avoid it at all costs. And their financial issues tend to pile up higher and higher. And of course, sometimes people just can't find their bills. When they're struggling with mental health, they struggle to stay organized, and the mail often just stacks up and bills get lost. And sadly, mounting debt also increases the risk of suicide. We know that people who complete suicide are 3 times more likely to be in debt. And the link between money and mental health doesn't just affect adults, it impacts kids too. Kids who grow up in poverty are 5 times more likely to have lower well-being in life. So why do we struggle so much with both mental health and financial health? Of course, the pandemic has made both issues worse for many people. But in general, modern life just isn't conducive to good mental health, and it certainly doesn't encourage us to get out of debt. Part of that reason is that we're bombarded with ads that try to convince us that we need certain products right now. We're told expensive items will make us happy, or certain services or experiences will help us become more successful. And the focus is always only on the short term. Commercials and salespeople will convince you that you can afford a certain monthly payment without ever telling you how much you're actually going to pay in the end.
And we accumulate way more stuff than we actually need. The average home size in America has tripled in the past 50 years. Yet we buy so much stuff that we can't fit it inside of those gigantic homes. Most people can't even fit one car into their two-car garage because they have so much stuff that's just piled up. And then there's storage units. Americans spend $24 billion every year storing stuff, most of which they probably don't need. Why do we do all this? Well, one reason is social media. It tempts us to project how successful we are, which often means flaunting our stuff or the experiences or the expensive vacations we go on. In reality, though, 80% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. So it feels like a vicious cycle. You get into debt, your mental health declines. You get into more debt, your mental health gets worse. How do you break free? Let's talk about that. Here are five things you can do when you're struggling with both mental health issues and financial health issues. Number one, tackle both issues at the same time. Sometimes people come into my therapy office and they say things like, I'll work on my money situation once I feel better. But the truth is, they might not start feeling better until they tackle their financial issues. So the best approach is to work on both issues at the same time. Number two, face your situation. You can't fix your situation until you really know what's going on. So sure, it's going to cause you a lot of anxiety to look at your budget, but that's important in the long term. You have to know how much money you're earning, how much money you owe, and you have to take a look at where all your money is going. And number three, create a plan to tackle your financial situation. Once you're aware of what's going on, you have to decide what are you going to do about it. If you don't earn enough money to pay your bills, you need to either increase your income or decrease your expenses. You need a strategy to do that. It could include anything from getting a part-time job to getting a roommate to help you pay the bills. And number four, address your mental health. There are so many things you can do to improve your mental health. Some of it starts with just really small changes, like try to get plenty of sleep, eat a healthy diet, get some exercise, read self-improvement books, learn meditation or yoga, do fun things that hopefully don't cost too much money. Do things that will improve your overall psychological well-being. And number five, get professional help. Of course, when you're struggling financially, you're going to think, I can't afford professional help. That may be true in some ways. You might not be able to afford a therapist if you don't have insurance, and you might not be able to hire a financial advisor. But there are still plenty of options. You might be able to afford online therapy. In fact, some online therapy services like BetterHelp offer financial assistance if you can't afford it. Or you might find that there are plenty of free financial resources that can improve your financial health. There are books, podcasts, videos, online groups. One of my favorite financial resources for getting out of debt is Dave Ramsey. He's got a podcast, books, and a free budgeting app, and an online group for people who want to pay off their debt. And his message is all about how to get yourself out of debt, no matter how much of a mess you're in. But whatever route you choose, just make sure that you educate yourself and get some support on both the mental health and the financial front. Now that you know there's a clear link between your financial health and your mental health, don't get discouraged. Instead, use the information to empower yourself. Take steps to improve both your financial health and your mental health at the same time.
Thank you for listening to the Very Well Mind podcast. If you found this episode informative, please share the episode with your friends and family and leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. To learn more about the Very Well Mind podcast, you can head to verywellmind.com/podcasts.